Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Lisa Davis, Andrea, my wonderful co-host, is off today. You're listening to Naturally Savvy. So school has just started a few short weeks ago, and already my third grade girl comes home with a stuffy nose, and I think, oh boy, here we go again. We're right back into cold season. Well, I'd like to protect myself. I'd like to give you advice to protect you and your family. So thank goodness we've got the wonderful Dr. Susan Smith-Jones on the program. Hello, Dr. Smith-Jones, or do you prefer Susan? What would you like me to call you?
Let's go, Susan, and hi, Lisa. Great to be back with you again.
Yes, hi, Susan. We had a wonderful talk the other day, and you know, Susan, I'm so impressed with your background. Why don't you tell us a little bit about when you first got into holistic health?
You know, it started when I was a teenager. This is strange, but long story short, my dad unexpectedly died. I didn't handle it well for about 14 months. I ate everything in sight. And as a teenager, I got all these ailments that began with the letter A, asthma, acne, arthritis, and just gained about 50 pounds. And my grandmother took me under her wings and said, live with me for a month. I'll rid your body of all these issues, and you'll lose all the weight. I did. She was not a doctor. She just knew how to live close to nature. And then for many years before she passed away, I learned from her what to do. And as a result, I've never taken any medication in my life. Haven't had a cold or a flu in, it's now 30 years.
That is incredible. All right, Susan, we need to know what you're doing so we can do it too. So give us like what you're eating, your exercise, relaxation plan, all of that good stuff to keep us away from the cold, keep the colds and flus away from us this fall and winter.
Absolutely. See, you need to boost your immune system. We were born with a body that's self-renewing, self-building, self-rejuvenating. We need to give it the right tools. And it's the simple lifestyle choices from what you eat, how you deal with stress, how often you exercise, how much sleep you get, good water, what you think. These have the most enormous impact on longevity and quality of life. And you've got to have some self-discipline. I know many people say they're eager to get healthy, but they can't begin eating better for a month because their anniversary's coming up. It's the church's bake sale. They always have excuses. So you've got to have some discipline. So every day you get a little physical activity. And every day you drink enough water. You've got to make getting good sleep every night non-negotiable, because your body can't heal itself and stay rejuvenated unless you get good sleep at night.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You are speaking my language. I am so strict about my sleep schedule. I go to bed every night between 8:30 and 9, and my daughter goes to bed early as well. And everybody thinks we're nutty, but I'm like, I don't understand how people don't see how important it is.
Yeah, your body loves routines like that. I just returned from a three-week media tour in the U.K. In fact, tomorrow they're having a big vote about Scotland. Are you aware of this? To see
no,
if Scotland
not.
Should no longer be part of Great Britain. But anyway, it's huge. But in one of the B&Bs in Ireland, it said, a good laugh and a long sleep are the best cures in the doctor's book. I love that. Leonardo da Vinci said, a well-spent day brings happy sleep. And there's something about sleep that lots of people don't realize. And if you want to lose weight, you want to listen up. When you don't, like, you're a great example. You've got to get good sleep every night. When you're walking around in sleep debt, research shows that this lack of sleep interferes with your body's ability to process carbohydrates. That leads to elevated blood sugar levels and an increased tendency to store calories as fat. And whenever you're in sleep debt, and I don't just mean one night every couple weeks, but I mean on a regular basis, What this does is it makes you hungry, especially for foods that are not good for you, and primes your body to hold on to all of the calories you eat. And my grandmother always said to me, my nickname is Sunny, so she used to say, Sunny, look to nature for what to eat, because in nature, We don't find ice cream trees, donut vines, or potato chip bushes. But here's a good way to think of nutritious food. Produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. Fresh fruits and vegetables are high in water content and very cleansing and detoxifying and rejuvenating for your body.
They really are. And I love that you say, you know, when people look at their health and they think, well, organic is too expensive, or getting this certain supplement or whatever it is too expensive, what's going to be more expensive down the road? Right?
That is right. You think of all the money. Yeah, you're saving, not going to the doctor. And by the way, getting fit, you know, don't keep putting it off till January 1st. I think exercise and being fit's the key to enjoying life, because it unlocks your mental power and physical stamina. It puts wings under your confidence. You feel so empowered when you work out, when you keep your word, and you feel good about your body. And then it gives you that zestful outlook that will make each day more of a celebration.
You are so right. You know, when we spoke the other day, Susan, you mentioned spirulina. Tell us about that, what it is, and why it's so beneficial for your health.
Yeah, and by the way, I've taken one particular brand that comes from Hawaii. You know, you can learn about it on my website. But it's high protein, low calorie. It's after over 500 scientific studies on it. It's shown to be the most nutrient-rich food on planet Earth. It's alkalizing for your body, detoxifying. It boosts your immune system. And I know for many people, the fall is allergy season. And there was one great study with the spirulina from Hawaii, and they found that compared to a placebo group where there was no benefit, and this was for 3 months, for 3 months, the group that took just 2 grams, that's 2 tablets of spirulina a day, they had significant improvement in their allergy symptoms. And I have a private practice since the early 80s. I can take anybody that comes to me for allergies if they've been on medications their whole life. And if they go on my 3-month program that I describe in my current September-October newsletter, it's free right on the homepage of my website, I can rid them of allergies once and for all after about 3 months. If someone's new to allergies, it might take 4 to 6 weeks. If you've had allergies your whole life, it often takes about 3 months to really bolster your immune system. Because, you know, an allergy is so different than a cold. An allergy is a signal that your immune system is weak. And when your immune system's not strong enough to handle invasive substances like dust, pollen, animal dander, it produces histamines, which cause the allergic responses that are so annoying, like sneezing, red, watery eyes, runny nose. And then most people go get antihistamines, which might seem to relieve the symptoms for a moment, but they don't get rid of the cause, and they often have side effects like drowsiness. So it's better to work on strengthening your immune system. And I love that you get good sleep every night.
I do. You know, Susan, I am so excited to have you back here on Naturally Savvy. Unfortunately, we're just about out of time. You can visit Susan at her fabulous website, www.susansmithjones.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Susan Smith Jones. Sleep, eat fresh produce, take spirulina, get some relaxation. Make sure to take care of yourself, and hopefully we won't get those pesky colds and flus. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, and be well.